Welcome back to Techonomics. I am your host, Jason Middleton. Marijuana, as a rule, is a growth industry. Yeah, I said it. Recreational and medical use of cannabis is becoming more and more accepted, more legal in more states, and more regulated, too. Enter the Weed Analyzer, new technology from an Oakland, California-based startup. Nobody wants an impaired person behind the wheel of a car, whether it's they're stoned or they're stoned drunk. But with a machine that can capture the active part of marijuana in the parts per trillion, the risk of not catching buzzed drivers can be seriously reduced. We spoke with a medical doctor trained in emergency medicine who is also heading up this new pot breathalyzer startup.
My name is Mike Lynn, and I'm the CEO of Hound Labs.
Hound Labs, at ground zero when it comes to the marijuana industry, which I believe is Oakland, California. I think that's safe. Is that where you're based?
We are in Oakland, California. That's correct.
Outstanding. I'm wondering, Mike, you have a new product out, and you're harshing my mellow, man. Why are you bringing this onto the market?
Well, let me tell you about it. Hound Labs has created the first marijuana breathalyzer. We've tested at the roadside with law enforcement on suspected drivers, impaired drivers. And the reason this is important is that by measuring THC in breath, where it only stays for a few hours after smoking, people finally have a tool to identify drivers who are actually stoned, but also make sure that we don't arrest or detain drivers that just have some residual THC in their body from smoking last weekend. So the bottom line is that we can identify people who just smoked in the last couple of hours and really probably shouldn't be on the road,
right.
But everyone else gets left alone. So what you did last night at the party, as long as you didn't get behind the wheel, totally fine. 8 hours later, you're driving to work or whatnot, and you get in an accident or you get pulled over by a cop, you're going to be negative. We're not going to find anything in your breath. And so we think it really actually improves the lives of people who use pot lawfully and don't get behind the wheel.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. I dig the differentiation there, honestly, because, yeah, nobody wants anybody behind the wheel in a situation of inebriation on any level. Totally dig that. And the fact that you've been able to differentiate between somebody, like you said, somebody just leaving a party today as opposed to last night. This makes total sense. How long did it take you to get to this point, though?
Oh, boy. Between 2 and 3 years. We've been working on it a long time because the science behind it is super complicated. You're detecting just incredibly low concentrations of THC in breath. It's actually in parts per trillion, if you can think of it that way.
Whoa.
And yeah, it's almost a billion times more rare, as it were, in breath than alcohol. So we had to invent an entire new tool set. And we've been able to do it, and so we can capture that THC in breath and isolate it from everything else you got in there and then just see how much is there. And we'll be able to, in the future, correlate that actual level, the actual level we measure of THC, with driving impairment on a track. So the whole idea here is to use science and data to support either the existing laws or any future laws so that they're not just based on some arbitrary number that doesn't make any sense.
All right, we're going to split over to the law aspect of it in a second. I have one quick follow-up on the science because, you know, sometimes urinalysis and even alcohol breathalyzers can produce false positives. How are you guarding against such a thing?
So we compare our data with the gold standard, which in this case is it's called a mass spectrometer. It's these gigantic laboratory instruments that are about the size of a dining room table. And so we make sure that the readings that we get are very, very, very accurate. There can always be false positives. You can never prevent that 100%. But like alcohol breathalyzers, which you're right, they can be false, but usually when you repeat the test, you get a real value. Same goes for ours. We're quite confident in the data that we produce.
Very cool. We're speaking with Mike Lynn, by the way. He is an MD. He's also CEO and co-founder of Hound Labs in Oakland, California, and they have developed a breathalyzer test for THC. And with the breathalyzer, you have to think about the CHP at the same time. How has that adoption been with the Highway Patrol?
So we will be working with multiple law enforcement agencies in the future. Right now, we're just testing with a small number to get some data at the roadside. We've been pulling over suspected drivers. You know, the guy might have run a red light or might be driving erratically. And we talk to them, and if they smell like pot or they admit to using pot recently, then we ask them to do a field sobriety test. And then at that point, we'll also ask them to voluntarily use our machine. And it's totally voluntary. There's no penalty if they refuse. But the idea here is really to use the machine, use our breathalyzer. We're not looking to arrest anybody. We're just trying to make sure that we're getting the right information that we need. And it's been very, very successful.
Very cool also. And Hound Labs is, of course, a startup. It's a private company right now. But I'm wondering, as a co-founder and CEO, is there anything you can share with us as far as your product horizon, if you will, or even maybe fiscal events or anything you're hoping to achieve in the coming, say, 12 months?
Sure. Yeah. In the next 12 months, we'll be doing a whole bunch of testing to continue to show that our data is very accurate and reliable. Because after all, we're talking about people's lives out there on the road, and we want to make sure that police are just identifying those people that are stoned and could be impaired, not the average guy that smoked last night and is not impaired. So we'll make sure we continue to get that data, and then we'll roll it out to a larger number of law enforcement groups for their own testing, and then we'll get it out and commercialize it, and we hope to commercialize it sometime next year.
Well, I kind of teased at the top of our interview about Harsh and the Mellow, but honestly, this is a great tool coming forward. And as more states and as far as the reefer referendum, if you will, that's happening nationally, this will make things a little more palatable for those who may have stood in opposition to it. So, Mike, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That was Mike Lynn, an MD, and he's also CEO and co-founder of Hound Labs. His team is developing, with the help of law enforcement, a breathalyzer test that will detect active THC in drivers. Being able to detect people under the influence of marijuana and getting them off the roads legally is only one more way that wider acceptance of marijuana legalization is possible. For more on Hound Labs, check out facebook.com/Techonomics Radio for a link. And that's it for this week's edition of Techonomics. We hope you liked some or hopefully all of the show. For links to individual segments from this or any other week, check out facebook.com/Techonomics Radio or peep kgoradio.com/Techonomics. We also post a playlist each week on Facebook for the music we choose to get in and out of each segment. Another social on-ramp for more on what we talk about here, check out @KGOJason on Twitter. Maybe give me a follow. For executive producer Mike Anthony and producer Liana Wilcox, I am Jason Middleton. This has been Techonomics. Please come on back next week for just a little more. He's on his own.